right, we'll go on and keep on moving. Corey's going to talk about some Mid-South soybean irrigation efficiency. Corey?
Thank you, Dr. Castile. As mentioned, my name is Corey Bryant, and I'm a PhD student with Mississippi State University, stationed out of the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stonesville, Mississippi. And today I would just like to speak with you about the effect of best management practices on Mid-South soybean irrigation application efficiency. I would like to start with some of the issues that are currently facing irrigation. To start from a worldwide standpoint, aquifer depletion. It is occurring worldwide. We are quickly running out of water due mainly to over-application. And then more specifically to the Mid-South, one of the issues driving this depletion is due to the sealing soils. These soils seal, the water runs right over, it decreases our irrigation application efficiency and our infiltration. Recently, conservation tillage and the use of cover crops have been proposed as methods to both increase application efficiency and infiltration. However, specifically to the Mid-South and irrigation, there is a limited amount of data on cover crops. To get a little more into the surface sealing is most common in our silt loam textured soils. This is a large area of the Mississippi Delta in the Mid-South region. These soils are typically low in organic matter and high in their silt fraction. The reduced infiltration causes what we consider a hidden drought stress. Producers irrigate. They think, I'm good, I can go on for a week or so. However, most of that water ran off the field into the tail ditch, never got into the soil profile. So actually, their plants are under water stress and they are reducing yields. So just a quick bit about what our program at Mississippi State has done up to this point to help remediate these sealing soils and increase irrigation application efficiency. We started with in-season tillage, then moved to surge irrigation, then into PAM or polyacrylamide application in irrigation water, to no tillage, and then to where we are with this study now, which is cover crops. So our hypothesis is that the use of conservation tillage and cover crops will increase irrigation application efficiency and infiltration. This brings up two major questions that our producers in the region will ask. Will cover crops or conservation tillage impact my yield? And will cover crops or conservation tillage impact my economic return? So just a short bit to describe our site and list our treatments for you. Our field was established in 2004 by the USDA ARS to conduct long-term tillage and cover crop studies. The soils in the field range from a Bosquet very fine sandy loam to a Dubs silt loam. Individual plots or experimental units are 8 meters wide by 153 meters long and consist of 8 1-meter wide beds. Plots are instrumented to mass balance water, sediment, and agrochemical transport, and they are separated by 3-meter wide levees and drained individually. Our 4 treatments with 3 replications include conventional tillage with no cover, reduced tillage with no cover, reduced tillage with a cereal rye cover, and zone tillage with no cover. So this is a 3-year continuous soybean study, target planting date of 15 May, and a planting rate of 345,935 seeds per hectare using a twin-row monoecium planter. A little more detail on our tillage practices. Conventional tillage consists of disking one pass in the fall, followed by one pass with a field cultivator, plots are left flat through the winter. There is one more tillage operation in the spring, either a disking or field cultivator, and bed formation. Reduced tillage is the same one pass with a disc and a field cultivator, then bed formation in the fall, and soybeans are planted into a stale seed bed in the spring. And then our zone tillage, soybeans are planted flat, and then just prior to irrigation initiation, we make one pass with a sweep plow to create a small furrow approximately 5 centimeters deep, and that is the only tillage that occurs in that treatment. Our reduced tillage with the cereal rye cover, that cereal rye is drill seeded at 67.26 kilograms per hectare in the fall after bed formation, and is chemically desiccated 2 weeks prior to soybean planting, rolled in the direction of planting, and soybeans are planted directly into the stubble. Our irrigation events are scheduled using the climatic scheduler FAO 56. When the soil profile reaches a deficit of 20.6 hectare millimeters, and in each irrigation 30.9 hectare millimeters are applied. Our data is analyzed using SAS version 9.4 with analysis of variance, the PROC mixed program, and alpha set to 0.05. So to start the results section, I would like to set up this slide and the following slides. The x-axis in all graphs will always be our treatment, starting in the order of zone till no cover on your left, followed by reduced till rye cover, then conventional till no cover, and finally reduced till no cover. And the y-axis will always be the unit of measure for our observation. And all results presented today are the 2-year averages from the first 2 years of this study. So I'd like to start our first observation furrow advance time, because if we can keep water on the field longer from irrigation initiation until it hits the tail ditch, we should be able to get more of that water into the soil profile. So we can see based upon this graph that our zone till no cover and our reduced till rye cover did increase our furrow advance time and allow that water to sit on the field longer. Next, we have our runoff volume. As our plots are instrumented to mass balance, we know exactly how much water is applied and how much water runs off. And we can see that our reduced till no cover has the greatest runoff volume at approximately 55,000 liters. And then all other treatments are no different in runoff volume. So we flip this around and observe our infiltration volume, which we assume to be the water that did not run off. We know how much we applied, the rest of it was infiltration. And we see what we expect to see, the reverse of our runoff, that zone till no cover, reduced till rye cover, and conventional till no cover all increased infiltration volumes relative to reduced till no cover. So then we take those numbers and we calculate our irrigation application efficiency. How efficient is our application of water? We see zone till no cover is application efficiency is greater than conventional till no cover and reduced till no cover, while our reduced till no cover is the least efficient. So what does this mean to a farmer? This means that under a conventional till no-cover system, from a 20.6 hectare millimeter deficit, he would need to apply 32.7 hectare millimeters to fully recharge that soil profile. Respectively, a reduced till no-cover, he would need to apply 55.7 hectare millimeters, 29.4 hectare millimeters in reduced till rye cover, and 27.8 hectare millimeters in zone till no-cover. And it brings us into the all-important question from a producer standpoint, what will this do with my yield? For yield, we see a significant year by treatment interaction. Year one, no difference in yield. Year two, we did have a difference. We attribute this to year one, optimum planting conditions. In year one, optimum planting conditions. In year two, we went into a small drought period at planting, our reduced till, no cover, and our zone till, no cover treatments dried out while our conventional till had a nice soft bed to plant into, and the reduced till rye cover treatment maintained more of that soil moisture for us, providing us with an optimum planting. And so we see after 2 years averaged, our conventional till no cover is greater yield than zone till no cover and reduced till no cover. Then moving into economic return, we see the same year by treatment interaction. Same scenario, no difference in economic return in year one due to no difference in yield in year one. Move into year two with the difference in yield, we have a difference in economic return. And this is what we're seeing here, where reduced till rye cover decreased our economic return compared to zone till no cover and conventional till no cover. In conclusion, the increased furrow advance time seen in zone till no cover and reduced till rye cover aided in infiltration and irrigation application efficiency increases. We also see that soybean yield was not affected by the inclusion of cover crops, and that improvements in irrigation application efficiency can be achieved with cover crops. However, on a year-by-year basis, this may come with an associated cost reduction. At this time, I would like to thank my fellow grad students for their help in conducting this project for 2 years and hopefully for one more year. All of my committee members and my major professor for giving me the opportunity. And most importantly, I would like to thank the Mississippi Soybean Promotion Board and the USDA ARS for funding this work. And with that, I would like to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Questions for Corey?
Yes, sir.
You mentioned, I think I heard you right, that the zone tillage, there was only one tillage operation during the season. Right before year started irrigation. What was the tillage system the year before, and what was the crop before that?
The question is, in our zone tillage, did we only have one tillage practice, and then in the years before the study, what were the tillage practices and the crop? That is correct. There was only the one tillage just prior to irrigation to create a small furrow. The 10 years or 11 years prior to this, those plots were a no-till treatment, so there was no bed whatsoever. It was totally flat, and we could not, without a furrow and a furrow irrigation system, we could not get water across the field. And the crop just prior to this was corn.
Any other questions? Thank you, Corey.
Thank you.